want you to listen now. And I think they put them on the board for you. And I want you to pray. When I say after I finish, I want you to pray that you get into this opening that God wants you to have. My life today will enter into the flow of unusual living. My life today will enter into the flow of unusual living. Come on, get in there. You want that? Go after it. Shot to roll. Y'all not warring enough. Come on, cha cha la la ba cha. This is powerful stuff. This is powerful. My life entered into the flow of unusual living. Unusual living. In Jesus' name. Unusual living. That's a flow, you see. That's a flow you're about to enter to. Even it would make the church nervous. Today, I will have a visitation and presentation of Holy Ghost excitement and enlightenment that will open up new realms of his life to me that he always desired me to see and be. Come on, let's pray about that. I added a word because I wanted to. Today I will have a visitation. Expect it. A presentation of the Holy Ghost. Excitement that will open up new realm of his life to me that he always desired me to see and be. Come on, pray about it. Get ready for that kind of life. Get ready for that kind of life. Get ready for it. Get ready for it. Get ready for that kind of life. In Jesus' name. Living in kingdom authority on purpose becomes my lot today. With great joy and expectation to carry out the Father's will with a sweatless anointing. Come on, let's pray about it. If my yoke is easy, my burdens are light. Shakata, there's a place of rest in the spirit. Come on, children. Hallelujah. Come on. Come on. Get that. Look at it. Get it. Kingdom authority. Kingdom authority. Waking in me right now. In Jesus' name, we are praying and give thanks. You may be seated. Matthew chapter 16. What? What she said?
Hallelujah.
What did she say?
Hallelujah.
I can't hear you. What did she say?
Hallelujah.
What did she say? What did she say?
Now listen, write this down, because this is what we're going to work on today. Unlocking unusual levels with supernatural keys. Or unlocking unusual levels with unusual keys.
I want you to thank revelation. I want you to thank light. I want you to thank understanding spiritually. All right? Understanding, light, revelation. Let's use another word, insight. This Holy Spirit work here. All right? Now, you know we're reading from a text in Matthew 16 because I got two or three more scriptures to read. In Matthew 16, Peter got the revelation from the Father. And look at the 17th verse. And Jesus answered, said to him, "Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona," Matthew 16, 17. I better go back to read 15. He said unto them, "But whom say ye that I am?" They had a whole lot of opinion. You can't dominate with opinion. You can't go in dominion if you really don't know. And the 16th verse said, "Simon Peter answered and said, Thou art the Christ." He got a revelation, you see. "The Son of the living God." Healed. And Jesus answered and said unto him, "Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not," that word revealed, it's real strong here, "revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven." How many see that? All right, now. And then he went on to talk to him. He said, and I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I'd be a what? Who church? My church. All right, so the church belong to me. My church. Now notice what he says next. What he says next? What he says? Say it, read it again. Now I want you to focus to focus on the word gate and prevail. He said, and the gate of hell should not prevail. Right? Against it. Come on now, I want you to get gate consciousness. Satan has put up a lot of gates around your property. And religiously, you don't know how to get the gate open. The gates only come open by revelation. Oh, that didn't go over too good, man. Because I got you to see everything held back from you. You see it, but you can't get there. I want you to get a picture of unauthorized gates that is stopping you from your healing, stopping you from your wealth, stopping you from your joy, stopping you from your peace. And Jesus said they should not prevail against you. So what's happening here then? Why I can't get to this thing? I see it. Why? I've been seeing it for years. I've been saying it for years. But I can't get there. You've been trying to use a crowbar. You know what a crowbar is? Huh? You've been trying to use an instrument for breaking. And that's not going to work. Watch what he says now. Right after he talked about it, in the gates of hell, shall not prevail against it, my church. Now, actually, you the church. Jesus the head. Look what he says next. Put the two together. Look what he says next. This is why the gates of hell not going to prevail against you. This is why the gates of hell not going to prevent you from going to the promise I told you were yours. This is why you're not going to be stopped next time. Church belong to me, but I'm going to give you something to operate for me. And I will give unto thee, good God Almighty, the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Then it's up to you how it's going to come out. You where you are. You You place your own self in that position. Satan can't. Because you have authority over him. And he said, "And I, you the key, give unto thee, give unto thee the key of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loose in heaven." All that is locking and unlocking. Say it, locking and unlocking. See, you have spiritual authority to lock supernaturally and to unlock. I want you to think about that a minute now. You have authority to lock and unlock. Now, I'm going to show you two scriptures here that are going to open a whole new world up to you. We're talking about unlocking unusual levels with supernatural keys. Look with me again at an old scripture that's been holding us, Hosea 4:6. Go there for a moment. You brought your shouting clothes? Hosea 4:6. Now watch this. I'll give you a little while. I'm not going to give you all day. Hosea 4:6. You got to get there. Now it says, let's read. Read it. Now, he talking to a priest, pastor, apostle, preacher. They rejected knowledge, so therefore, as priests, so be people. Right? Now, knowledge here is pertaining to revelation knowledge. Something God revealed to you that you can operate in another realm and another dimension instead of the natural. Revelation knowledge that God gives unto you is beyond satanic forces. When God reveals something to you, you're now above the devil because you got a revelation. Anybody walking in a revelation from God, they're above the devil. And listen to me, and I'm about to show you scripture now. I'm about to show you scripture. And the devil can't stop them from doing nothing. Matter of fact, people who walk in revelation don't even have the devil on their mind. Now, the reason the church talk about the devil so much is they're trying to get a breakthrough. See? But when the church comes to the point she understands that she can unlock, she's going where she want to go. You follow me?
Yes, sir.
All right, now. So my people are destroyed for lack of what?
Knowledge.
You heard that?
Yes.
Lack of knowledge. And we say we're talking about revelation knowledge, right? Watch this, because this is gonna revolutionize your life. You know Jesus said, give us the keys, right? Huh? I'm saying to you, those keys are enlightenment. Those keys are revelation. Those keys are illumination. Those keys are candles. For you to see by, spiritual candles, things you can see. Those keys unlock mysteries that algebra can't unlock. Geometry can't touch it. It's divine mysteries. When you learn to operate in revelation knowledge and enlightenment, you got keys to unlock secrets and mysteries. You follow me? Huh? You follow me? Now, watch what I'm about to show you now. Now, I want you to open your Bible to another scripture. You remember what the scripture said in Hosea 4:6, right?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
All right. Turn to Luke 11. And you're going to see it again in a different facet, but it's going to open your eyes right now to a whole new world, a whole new key world. Amen. Luke chapter 11, verse 52. Luke chapter 11, verse 52. Now, you lawyers, excuse me, these are some religious lawyers. We're not talking about y'all. I got my lawyer. I don't want my head to eye them. He's preaching about me. No, these are ungodly lawyers and religious lawyers. Boy, that's trouble there. Ungodly lawyer and a religious lawyer. Woe unto you lawyers, for you have taken away the key of knowledge. Look what it says next, Lord. You enter, oh my, not in yourselves. And them that were entering in, you hindered. Oh man. Along with Hosea 4:6, and this verse is something. Along with the verses we read in Matthew 16, he said, he give us the key. And he talked about that, a key of knowledge, but there's a key to wisdom, there's a key to understanding, there's a key to mysteries, there's keys all over the place as the Holy Spirit revealed to you what God's word is saying. Are you still with me?
Yes, sir.
Now, what has happened to the church is right there. For Hosea 4:6, and right there, you got some smart people who think they know better than God. And they're trying to function on a religious, psychological, scientific matters in the spirit world, and it don't unlock nothing.
Amen.
It just sound good, feel good, can't do nothing. We have, and that's where the breakthrough come from.
Right.
Got to get your breakthrough. Now, ownership need not to break through nothing. You know, George, what's mine is mine. I got keys for it. I don't have to go to my house and break in my house.
Come on, Dad.
And so we lived in religion so long and we got into charismatic, word of faith, full gospel, different move, which all have been a blessing to me. But we still was breakthrough. Now, wait a minute. You got this voice?
Yes, sir.
Because I can stay on this voice all day, but I got some more things. I'll come back to it at another time. But I just want to show you how clear it was. Now, you have been on the level in what you own too long. Can I get any help here?
Yes, sir.
You've been on this level too long because you've been trying to get a breakthrough, and now the Holy Spirit is giving you keys that there are some things you're going to unlock instantly.
I received that, Dad.
Well, how I unlock it? I unlock you in the name of Jesus. Because the name of Jesus is a key. Are you listening to me? How many of y'all know you've been on this level too long? The church been on the same level, fighting and trying to get a breakthrough. And here, the apostolically, the Lord have authorized me to bring the church to multitudes of levels. Your personal life, listen to me. Your personal life will never be the same after this day. You're going to be unlocking and locking, unlocking and locking. Things you don't want, lock it up. Things you want, unlock it. By revelation, by anointing, by the Spirit. Are you understanding me?
Yes, sir.
other words, the keys that has been taken from you are being brought back to you by God himself. These keys have not been in the church for a long time. Now watch. Watch. I just write these two scriptures down. Deuteronomy 1, 6, and 8. And Deuteronomy 2, 3. It tell you you've been on a level too long. You've been on a mountain too long. And I'm not going to deal with that. Now, listen what's happening this morning. Where you are. You are sitting this morning in an apostolic unusual key training class that will set you free forever. Let me give it to you again now. Let me give it to you again, because I don't want you to think regular. This is an apostolic unusual keys training class, begin today, that will set you free forever. Now, here's something we've got to correct. You cannot run my church.
Amen.
That's another problem we've had.
Amen.
Trying to run the church. You cannot run my church. Why would he say? You cannot. My church is under divine government.
Thank you, Lord.
Good God. Oh my goodness. Listen, I'm going to say it to you again. You cannot run my church. Remember, I told you, my church, I give you the key. You so busy trying to run my church, you can't unlock your life. Because the government that in my church is the one who's going to bring you the message how to unlock your life. If you fight them, you don't see the key. You don't see the revelation. You follow what I'm saying? You cannot run my church. My church is under a divine government that must be learned and honored. That must be learned and honored. You heard me? You have to learn church government. You have to honor it. And when you do, when the revelation comes out of a servant mouth, it goes straight to your heart. Leave the vision of my church in my hand. But, everybody say but. Listen to what he's saying now. This is what the Spirit of God spoke to me. I had a visitation from heaven this morning. Talk to some people. Hug one man. But, now here's a but. You must receive the keys I have given you and learn to use them effectively. Stop trying to run my church and run the keys. And my church will be a benefit to you. You taking notes? Listen. Listen now. Listen. Take good notes. Receive the revelation of switching from breakthrough to unlocking. Now, there's a passage come across my mind that was, you know, the Bible said there's a rest for the children. There's a rest for the children of God. Huh? I can't pass this up. Matthew 11, 27. Matt, you switch. Switch from breakthrough and start unlocking some things. This is what he said. Receive, now watch he say. Receive the revelation. Receive what?
The revelation.
It's not laying right on top of the surface.
Right.
This is something that the Holy Ghost has to do for you.
Yeah.
See, any revelation you receive, you got to receive that revelation from the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
And he wants you to receive the revelation of switching from breakthrough to unlocking. This is common sense now. How? What's easier to get into a place? Breakthrough or unlocking it? I mean, you don't need no college degree for this. How many of y'all been trying to get a breakthrough? All y'all put your hand up, liars. Put your hand up. Everybody in here. What the Lord is teaching you is you don't have to break through to what belongs to you. Everything the Bible says is yours, Jesus has already paid for and took it on a hill called Calvary. And got up and told you all power is in my hand, in heaven and in earth. And the power is in the key.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Now there in Matthew chapter 11, verse 27, we often read verse 28, 29, 30. That's the way the church was thinking. But that 27 verse tell us why the 28, 29, and 30 verse worked. And the 27 verse said there was a revelation went on. When you got a revelation, then Jesus said, come unto me, all you that labor. Don't break through nothing no more. Come, you don't need to break it. You don't need to worry yourself. Come unto me, all you that labor, heavy laden. I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. For I'm meek and lowly in heart, you'll find rest for your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Quit trying to break in what already yours. So this morning, everybody get healed. Just unlock. Say, I unlock my healing.
I unlock my
health.
In Jesus' name.
Now, every time the pain comes, that's a reminder that you're already free.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
Every number that is not right in your body health, call it what it should be and never change your mind. Did you get that?
Yes,
I just give you a key.
Yes, sir.
You have a right to do that. He sent his word to heal me. Huh? I'm the Lord that healeth thee. That's key. Or your body gonna argue? Don't let it win. See what I'm saying? You have that right. That's your authority. All right, now, I'm not going to even read. I took it through Matthew. Watch what. But you must receive the keys I have given you. Go back to Matthew 16, 19, so you can look at the keys while I'm talking to you. But you must receive the keys I've given you and learn to use them effectively. Got that?
Yes, sir. Got it.
You know what he said next? You will enter into a life of trial.
Thank you, Lord.
Once you learn to use those keys effectively, you enter into a life of trial. Everything that's been hindering you, everything that's been holding you back, everything, every habit, you unlock it and lock it up. No, you lock the habit with the key. Turn to Revelation chapter 1. How many of y'all know what a crowbar is? Y'all most, y'all country girls, y'all know too, right? That thing is a long, it got a hook on the end of it. And it got a little open on it where you can get nails out. That's what we've been using in the church. Trying to get what belonged to us. The Lord didn't never say, I'll give you a crowbar. Go ye in all the world and use your crowbar. No, he said, I'll give you a key. Now it's funny, but yet, good God Almighty, I wish I could get you to see it. Yet, your life is being elevated, and you can unlock levels like you never unlocked them before. You have faith is a key. Listen. Revelation 1:18. Read it. I have the keys of hell and death. Everything that's stopping you from being alive, I got the keys for it. And I gave them to you.
But what you've been listening at been taking more from you than you were receiving. You're going to breakthrough conferences. Shoot, God, I ain't going. I'm going to use my key. Y'all go ahead. If you knock hard enough in your next breakthrough attempt, I'm going to let you in. You didn't get it. I'm already in. I went through with the key. If I look out the window and see that's you, I'm just going to go ahead and come on in. I'm going to let you in. You've been trying to get a breakthrough for too many years. Listen, children, you better listen to what I'm saying now. Jesus said, unto you, I give the key. What did he say he give to you?
Key.
What keys are for? Give me that. What a chain at? What a chain? What a chain? What a chain? What a chain? Now, even just a few minutes ago, in life, in this church, we're breaking chain. Now, you see this chain here? You got hell on your hand. You see? Charles, it take a long time to break this chain, right? You might not never break it. I don't know what you're going to use. Huh? You see it? Wow. Yes, just two, three questions I asked my family. I said, you know, all right, people said they're in bondage, they feel like they got a chain wrapped around. Huh? Huh? First thing you're going to say, I got to break this chain. The chain got a lock on it. Pick the chain up here. The chain has a lock on it. You got the key. Wait a minute. Instead of beating on this chain all night, this chain got me sickness, disease, got me tied up. I'll take this chain. Come on. You got to see this. It's a whole lot easier. You beating and trying to, boy, them things, pick that thing up. Those things are, boy, you'll be all night beating on this thing. Peter locked up in the inner cell. Church in prayer. The church hit a note. And the angel went over to the prison. And the angel got keys. And the angel went on up in the cell, unlocked the thing that had Peter wrapped in, and came out and walked. See, sometimes you don't have to, sometimes saying is the key. Sometimes showing up is the key. Because you're wearing it. You're wearing it. On the way out, the iron gate. Say, here comes some keys. Life be so much easier. You got a key. Every form of bondage got a lock on it. Come on now, y'all. Man, you will never be free until you are properly trained how to use your keys. Romans chapter 8, verse 2, the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. That's a key. That's a key. That's a key. Romans 8, 2. That's a key. That's a key. Key operated by spiritual law. John 8, 32. And you shall know. The truth. The truth is the key. Revelation. Truth. Those keys. You shall know the truth. Once you learn the truth, you got a key. You're free. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
No, not breaking through. We unlock it.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
That's good, Pastor.
You understand how easy it is. If you got a key, son, you get home, you don't have to kick down the door. You live there.
Yes,
you got a key. Just unlock the door.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
That's the way your life be coming right now.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Whatever you're dealing with, all you got to ask the Lord, what is the key?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Show me the truth. And then you take your faith key, get in there with the truth key, and unlock it up. Unlock it. You will never be free until you are properly trained how to use your keys. There's a problem. See, Jesus gave you the key. Watch, Jesus gave you the keys, right? Matthew, didn't he give you the keys? Government trained you how to use your keys. So if you're fighting against government and trying to break through over here, you have locked your crazy self out. You got to stop and understand that you can't run my church with what you lack, what you want. The church operate in drunkenness. The church drinks and get drunk. So it does not go down a straight line. When the church go down a straight line, Satan know what she gonna do. Ephesians 1. Supernatural, apostolic, keys training begin in your life today. All the situation that is against you, the circumstance that is against you, huh? Everything that is against you, all you need is a revelation. This is why we come here. We don't come here just to sing. We don't come here just to dance. The entree of coming here, the man meal is may I hear from God. I have a situation that need to be dealt with. I need to hear a word from the man of God.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Out of the book.
Yes, sir. Life. Come on, Dad.
Out of the book.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Hallelujah. Don't preach me nothing else. Preach the book.
Oh, man.
My answer's in the book. My answer's not in your homiletic, in your theology. In your eloquence,
come on, Dad.
My answer's in the book.
In the book.
Where the Spirit can breathe on my situation.
Absolutely.
You get your answer today.
Yes.
Keep listening. I'm gonna preach a little longer. You get your answer today. You get your key today. And it has millions of keys. You ought to at least get six today. You got millions of revelation, man. Come on. Yeah, Ephesians. See, Ephesians is an unlocker. This chapter here. I know I read it. I need to read it every time I want to read it. I need y'all to see this. My goodness, look at this. I told you, you see, you have to know how to unlock your calling. You unlock your inheritance, and God knows you got to know how to unlock your power.
Thank you, Lord.
And you see, Philippians 3:10 tell us that I may know him and the power of his resurrection.
Yes,
it happens by revelation.
You're
in Ephesians 1, you see it, verse 17, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, that's a shout right there, may give unto you the spirit of what?
Wisdom.
And what?
Revelation.
In what?
In knowledge of him.
See, now watch this. Now watch what he says. Now, the eyes of your understanding. See, that's another key. Being enlightened. I can see. I was blind. But now I see. You see what I'm saying? I was blind, now I see. And we're not talking about physical blindness. We're talking about spiritual blindness.
Thank you, Father.
I've been to church and I'm no different. I paid my duty. No different. Sam devil beating on me in the same spot. No, that's not going to happen here.
Thank you, Lord. I receive it. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Lord, show me the key.
Lord, show me the key.
This thing can be unlocked.
This thing
You hear that? You hear that?
Yes, sir.
What is that? Verse 18, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may what?
Know
what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what? To who? Who what? According to what? What is his mighty power? What he wrought in Christ. When? And? Listen, look at me. You're a Christian? All that happened to you. You've been raised from the dead. I hit you on the head and you give me money. I might not hit everybody on the head. Raised from the dead. You've been raised from the dead. You seated, Ephesians 2:6 said, you were seated in heavenly places with him. But all of this come, child, through a revelation. You can't let religious tell you who you are. You can't let some of these non-preaching TV ministers tell you who you are. You need to know who you are yourself. Your church needs to tell you where you planted at. Need to tell you how to grow fruit. You be running all these meetings all over the world, spending money you could be sowing.
That's right.
Man had a big meeting and said, this is not a Christian meeting, a big old meeting. He said himself, this is not a Christian meeting. So secular singers go sing. Let's do the bump or something like that. All the Christian out there, hollering. Cussing comedian. A special speakers. He said, I really want to cuss. I'm trying to be nice. Because that's what he do. Cuss. Christian there about 1,000. They don't invite me to preach. I'm going to tear it up. They don't invite me because if I go there, I'm going to tear it up. I might take it just to tear it up. So you better not invite me. They listen to my broadcast, but they know. Don't call me. I'm going to tear your meeting up. I'm going to tear it up. Far above all principality, well, he walked in front of him and said to him at his right hand in heaven, verse 21, far above all principality and power, might and dominion, and every name that is named, boy, that's a whole lot of stuff there, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. Put all things on his feet. So you need them keys for this. Huh? So a supernatural apostolic key training begin in your life today. Now, next thing. Turn to Ephesians 3 now. Here's the next thing you must know. Ephesians 3. Here's the next thing you must know. Well, how long are you going to preach today? I told you, leave the government alone. Learn how to use your keys. I handle this. The government is not on your shoulder. It's on his shoulder. If you don't respect the government, you're not going to know how to use your key. I see, here's a heavy hang over your head. I know Jesus for myself. Go ahead and know him. And disrespect his government. See what's going to happen to you. We need to know this. And then if I send somebody, these 70 men I'm choosing, if I send somebody in my name, and in Jesus' name, but in my name because I represent the kingdom, If I send bread to you and bread give you instruction, don't call me. You've heard from God through bread. Naaman wanted Elijah to come out. Elijah sent his servant, told him what to do. My old pastor told me, he said, all right, young man, you're a good preacher. I said, yes, sir. He said, don't let the people kill you. He told me that before he died. He said, don't let them kill you. All they're going to do is kill you and get another young preacher and go on about their business. So be led by the Spirit. Don't run every time they call you. I learned that a long time ago. My old pastor told me that. I'm going to tell you just like he told me, but he said, these Negroes will kill you. That's what he said. That's what he said. Now, it's very important. Very important. You must know this. What I said? That all of the keys of the kingdom hangs on your spirit. All the keys of the kingdom hangs on your spirit, your heart, your inner man. These are inner man keys. You can't get them at Walmart. Oh, see. You follow what I'm saying? These are inner keys. These are spiritual keys. I say, wait, some of y'all look at me, y'all don't even believe me. You ain't deep enough to know about spiritual things. You think about jumping. There ain't no jumping. These keys hang on your heart. Your inner man. Watch this. Ephesians 3:16. That he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. Watch this. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and the length and the depth and the height, and to know the love of Christ was past his knowledge. That's why we don't live by facts. We don't live by facts. No, we live by truth. Truth changes fact. Fact can't change truth. All right. Verse 19. And to know the love of Christ was past all knowledge, that you might be filled with what? Now you can go to verse 20. No person can go to verse 20 who do not know how to use keys. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly. See, that's a person no key. That's a person no key. They know the keys, all right? All right, so I'm going to give you this again. You must know this, that all of the keys of the kingdom hang on your spirit, your heart, and your inner man. Faith and love are kingdom keys that has unusual unlocking and locking power in immeasurable portion. These two keys, faith and love. In Luke 8:25, when the trouble was on, the Lord said to the disciples, where is your key? Where is your faith? How many want to walk in God's love, present, and manifestation? All you have to do is read Luke 14:21-23. You'll learn how to walk in God's love, presence, and manifestation. That's it. Luke 14:21-23. He'll come stay with you. Listen. Love unlocked all the characteristics of the Holy Spirit and put them at work in your life. Galatians 5:22. Love unlocks all the characteristics of the Holy Spirit and put them at work in your life. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, goodness, meekness, temperance. You see that? 5:22. All those things are unlocked. I receive. All of them unlocked. Love unlock them all. Love is the key. Yes, sir. You cannot have no joy without love.
Amen. Right. Yes, sir.
You cannot have no long suffering without love.
Yes, sir.
You can't have no peace without
That's
love.
Right.
See?
Right.
You see that? See that cluster you're looking at in Galatians 5:22? They all came from love.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Love is the key.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Love unlocked patience. I'm not talking about your love now. I'm not talking about no puppet love. I love you and you love me. Because that's flaky there. Because that's an exchange love. Love is a choice. You're supposed to love that woman no matter what happens. Even though she didn't do what you wanted her to do. God might have told her to do something else. for the love. Grasp this revelation of unlocking the fruit of the Spirit on daily basis on purpose. You do it with love. I'll give you one more. I'll give you this. The key, you listening?
Yes, sir.
The key of faith is given by Jesus. Oh, I want you to hear this one. The key of faith, because y'all ain't responding good enough, no way. The key, all this good preaching, the key of faith is given by Jesus. You notice I'm not worrying myself, I'm laughing. The key of faith, I'm going home and eat. I ain't going home and fast, I'm going to eat. The key of faith is given by Jesus to, listen, unlock the Father's reward system. What I say? Hebrews 11 and 1 and 6. Hebrews 11, chapter 11, verse 1 and verse 6. You're smacking that gum, God. That's don't bust no bubble. That gum, chewing that gum, boy. Some people. That's don't do like that boy did Buck in his class. Buck teaching all of them the Spirit. Man, look at Buck and say, ah. I told him he should have been in my class. He'd have stand up the rest of the class. Stand up. John, all you want, just stand up. Put three books on your head. He yawned. He just yawned like Buck wasn't saying nothing. It make you think he ain't saying nothing. The key, you wrote that down? The key of faith is given by Jesus to unlock the Father's reward system. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. That is the first word. And what else? All right, now, here we go. Look at the sixth verse now. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. He that cometh to God, what? And what? That a key right there. That a key. But without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe, first of all, that he is.
That's right.
See, and many people stop there. And that he's a rewarder. Many stop there. You didn't get it. See, many stop. That he is. Then some people say, oh, I'll stop there. No, I'll go a little further. And he's a rewarder. And they stop there.
Right.
Yeah, there you got it. There you got it. Yes, that to them that diligently seek him.
Yes,
how you diligently seek him? By what? By faith. It's a key. It's unlocking his reward. I'm back. Lord, I need me a husband. Unlock the man. I'm telling you, I bet you unlock him. You follow what pastor say, unlock him tonight. Lord, I'm turning my man loose. And I'm heading him in the right direction, right toward my house. You listen to me, you get blessed. You listen to me, y'all don't want to do what I tell y'all do. Do what I tell you do. Don't go in the bar room and try to find him. Don't break through the bar room trying to find him. Unlock him. Set aside your bed and unlock him. Lord, I'm unlocking my man of God.